Yes, good morning, James. For this question, let's say that there is not yet enough information about this visit of ECOWAS delegation here in Niamey, but she arrived in the early afternoon of this Wednesday, and she was to have meetings with the crisis stakeholders. In addition to the leaders, the former president of Nigeria, Abubakar Abdussalami, the delegation is composed of the president of ECOWAS Commission and the emir of the federal state of Sokoto in Nigeria.
There were reports earlier Wednesday that Nigeria had cut power supply to Niger. Did you notice, or do you notice any interference in the power supply where you are in Niamey?
Yes, James, I confirm this information of suspension of the supply of electrical energy by Nigeria as one of consequences of the sanctions that ECOWAS and IOMOA made on Niger after this coup d'etat. And a note from the electricity distribution company that I consult also indicated this. Today here, for example, in Niamey, several districts of the capital, electricity energy has not been supplied at 100%. The company in charge carry out a rationing by carrying out load shedding. It is the same situation in several towns in the interior of the country.
Did you say that the military leader visited Mali, or did someone from Mali visit Niger?
Some members of the military council who overthrew the regime began a tour of sub-region on this Wednesday. This is how they were in Bamako in Mali, where they meet the transitional authorities, in particular Colonel Assimi Goïta. This evening, they must also go to Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso. As you know, these two countries express their solidarity with the Nigerian military after the sanctions imposed by ECOWAS and IOMOA.
We understand that Wednesday was the Independence Day of Niger. What did the military leader had to say?
Yes, James, the military leader, General Abdrahman Tchiani, made a speech to the nation. As you know, every year, August 3rd is the Independence Day of Niger, and the president made a speech to the nation on this occasion. So General Abdrahman Tchiani made this message, and the message was an opportunity for him to react in particular to the sanctions pronounced against the country by ECOWAS and IOMOA, as well as the probable military intervention against the country. So Abdrahman Tchiani totally rejects this cynical and iniquitous sanction, which aim for him to humiliate the defense and security forces, Niger and its people. Tchiani also added that if ECOWAS should go as far as its logic, mainly a military intervention, it will be the last great fight that the people of Niger will make for a true independence of Niger.